Johnny Mack is here.
So you just got back from Little Rock?
I was in Little Rock a week ago.
A week ago.
I was, you know, I do work for Visit Milwaukee, which is our Convention Visitors Bureau, which,
right.
You know, I talk a lot about the fact that I am so thrilled to be like the head cheerleader for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Well, they flew me to Little Rock to talk to close to 1,000 people about Milwaukee. I flew into Little Rock. I got in at 10 in the morning, and my thing was at 8:45 that night. I was leaving at 6 o'clock the next morning, so I flew in on Friday, flew out on Saturday. 6 o'clock, I get to the airport. The flight takes off, but they flew me through Cincinnati.
Ew.
So Little Rock to Cincinnati, Cincinnati to Milwaukee. We get into Cincinnati. I have about an hour and a half before we get on the plane. It was Saturday a week ago. Do you remember that Saturday? When it started.
Oh, the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The
That's
snow.
Right.
So we heard there was snow in Milwaukee, but they got us on the plane. They started taxiing to the runway. I'm sitting in seat 17.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hear from seat 17 is what I heard. And I look up, and seat 5 is a senior in high school who's doing projectile vomiting.
What?
Yes. He vomited.
So wait a minute. You're like in row 17.
17, and I could hear him. In row 5.
Oof. You haven't even taken off yet?
No, we're just taxiing.
I don't want to be in row 4.
The poor guy in row 4 got
no.
all over him.
No!
And then the guy across the hall, across the
aisle,
got it on his leg. I mean, there was a river!
Well, the whole plane is going to smell.
Oh, smell. By the time it hit 17, you could hear the rows going, oh, oh. And there were
then
two,
everyone starts going.
There were two kids who were traveling by themselves, you know, so the flight attendants seat them. And it's an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old African-American kid from Milwaukee. Who the 8-year-old kid was like, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I think I'm going to get sick. It was.
Oh, no. It's a short. Thank goodness it's not a real long
Don't tell
flight.
Me you had to sit on the tarmac.
They turned around. They turned around and took us back in.
To clean, get a different plane?
No, they took us off the plane. They put blankets, so you had to kind of step over. The poor flight attendant had throw
oh,
up
the poor,
all over
Oh,
her.
The poor kid.
It was the poor, well, we thought the poor kid for a minute.
Okay.
Until he went out, you know, and announced that he had thrown up on his way from Miami. And he felt better, so he just had a big breakfast there.
What?
In Cincinnati. And after he threw up, 7 times he threw up. 7 times, huge, like, vomit. And it was like, finally, all you could do was hear him gagging, not throwing up. And after it all, you could hear him say, I feel better. I was like, oh my God. I'm going to kill this kid. So they take us off the plane. They clean it up. A half hour later, we get back on the plane, which now smells like pine puke. I mean, it's like,
yeah, right.
It smells like pine sol and puke kind of put together. And we get back on the plane, and as we sit down, they announce that the snow is too bad in Milwaukee. We have to get off the plane. So we get off the plane, and 20 minutes later, they said, get back on the plane. We get on the plane. We take it to we're like this far from taking off, and they say, oh, the snow is bad, and we got to go back.
You're doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, yeah. We were on the plane now 3 times. We get back on the plane one more time. We sit there for 40 minutes, and they say, sorry to tell you, but this flight has been canceled.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if you know me very well. I'm a ninny when it comes to all of this stuff. I mean, I get so, like, I want to just, well, that day I wanted to throw up on somebody. I mean, I was like, this is the worst. Finally, we got on a flight at 10 minutes after 8 that evening. So I had left.
You stayed in the airport that entire time?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the weather like in Cincinnati?
Oh, it wasn't bad. By the time we left, it was snowing.
John, you could have driven here.
Well,
quicker.
That's Mark, your friend, was like,
you could have driven here quicker, yeah.
From Cincinnati, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it about 8 hours?
Yeah, from Cincinnati, yeah. It'd be about 8. Yeah.
I just kept thinking, we'll get out. But once they said that this flight has been canceled, we had to catch the next one. And some of these poor people who were on that flight were on standby. And some had to, you know, all of that flight stuff was.
Did you just end up getting recognized by everyone from the Milwaukee area? When
No. Just Mark said something.
That's
to me.
It.
So
okay.
Then we
because I was going to say that would actually kind of add to the angst, if you will, that you're there, you're suffering through this whole thing, and then people will look at you and go, "Hey, it's John McGivern. Entertain us, John."
Hey, got a story?
Yeah, right.
No,
all of a sudden, John's working
good.
Gate 43.
Well, come on.
But the kid from Brookfield who puked, that senior in high school whose father was sitting next to him,
no.
who wanted back on that plane, You know, I wanted to, you know, if you're listening, I just want to say thanks a lot because, you know what they did? They wouldn't let him on that plane. They sent him to another flight, and I know he got home before I did.
Oh, my God,
like, the puke boy ended up getting home before me. So I don't know.
And if it wasn't for the puke, you'd have been in the air and gone.
And I'm presuming that he was just hung over. That's what I think. I think he was hung over.
Coming out of Miami.
That's what I think. But maybe he wasn't.
He was with his dad?
He was with his dad. And his dad was kind of like, no, we're getting on this plane. And he says, no, I'm telling you. And the pilot was like, no, I'm telling you, you're not getting on this plane. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one who has the ultimate decision.
Yeah.
Which that, you know, that pilot was like, I looked at him, he was like 14. I was like, oh, you know, because now don't you look at people like, how young are you? Yeah.
How about doctors? When doctors walk in, hi, how are you, Mr. McGivern?
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
Did you go to school with my niece?